You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Welcome to another episode of Love and Reality Podcast. I am your host, Ricky Valero. On today's episode, we are going to be recapping the Ultimatum Queer Love Season 2. The first batch dropped on Netflix on Wednesday, with the second batch dropping next Wednesday. I believe that is July the 2nd. We're going to share our thoughts on the couples, the recoupling, and predictions on what we feel like will happen with all of the madness that goes down with the Ultimatum. Also, on the back half of this episode, we recently just found out that the Perfect Match Season 3 cast has been announced. The show is coming August the 1st, so we're going to share our thoughts on the cast of Perfect Match Season 3 on the back half of the episode. But I am joined by my co-host here, Miss Ashley. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Excited to talk about the Ultimatum. Obviously, we have been, 10 toes deep on Love Island. So it's been a nice little change of pace to talk about something a little bit different. But don't fret, everybody. We'll still be talking about Love Island. We have a brand new episode. We'll be going live. If you're listening on a podcast platform, we'll be going live Sunday, 9:15 Eastern. We'll be live breaking down the latest episode of Love Island, which promises to be crazy and madness included, with the episode dropping on podcast platforms on Monday. But without further ado, we're going to dive into Season 2 of The Ultimatum. We had 6 episodes drop, and we're going to talk about the couples first, right? And we're going to break them down couple by couple, give our thoughts on the couples, initial thoughts we'll both share. And then from there, we'll start talking about some of the little in-betweens, the little start of the dates, and all of the little cutesy things that we get in between there. But so let's talk about AJ and Brittany first. I feel like they were the good couple to really talk about first, because AJ, there's a lot to talk about with AJ, but 5 years, Brittany is giving the ultimatum to AJ. Ashley, give me those initial thoughts on the interactions between AJ and Brittany, how you felt, and then maybe some of the early stages of AJ in that dating process.
I really liked them. I was like, AJ is very outgoing. I thought she was great. I thought Brittany was great. And AJ might be trouble.
Might be.
AJ might be trouble.
I don't know if might be is the right word for AJ.
I don't even know where to begin with AJ.
Yeah, so you watch her kind of with those dates, right? What were you kind of getting those vibes from AJ? And did you think that some of what might be the friction of them not getting married or not being engaged was kind of highlighted in those first couple episodes?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like it seems as though Brittany is doing well in her career. AJ isn't. I don't want to say isn't, but isn't on the same level as Brittany. And AJ feels like she needs to be pulling her weight. She wants to, be the breadwinner. But I mean, you got to make, 50-50 situations happen.
Yeah, I totally agree. And when you watch it, first off, Brittany, the couple reminds me a little bit of Roxanne and Antonio from The Ultimatum. Because if you guys remember correctly, and I know, a strong, powerful woman scared everybody because everybody hated Roxanne. But at the end of the day, Roxanne knew what she wanted, right? She knew what she wanted. She knew what she needed out of the partner. And I feel like that experience only elevated Antonio in the long run. Did she have a little bit of a weird approach to certain things sometimes that maybe rub people the wrong way? Absolutely. But Brittany has this confidence inside of her. First off, extremely attractive when you're watching, right? You know what I mean? Like, to have that confidence, to know what you want, to have what you need, she's just looking for somebody to share it with, right? You know what I mean? She's like looking for that forever. She sees that obviously with AJ. They've been together for 5 years. She's the ultimatum giver. She wants to spend the rest of her life with AJ, or she wouldn't obviously be in the situation of proposing or wanting to be proposed to, or vice versa, whoever's doing that. But on the flip side, you see AJ. AJ is, I'm going to call it spade a spade, maybe a little bit of a player. You know what I mean? Has a way with words. And don't get me wrong. Like, AJ is it. You know what I mean? Like, how could you not be enamored by that, right?
She knows how to talk the talk. That's all I want to say. Like, she knows what to say.
Yeah, I totally agree. All right. So me moving on to Megan and Dana. These two, Megan and Dana, have been over together for a year and a half. They actually have been the shortest couple we've seen on this cast. They're the shortest couple amongst everybody. They've been together for a year and a half. Dana is giving the ultimatum to Megan. I'll kick us off here. Interesting relationship, right? Yeah. Interesting dynamic. For me, I just don't see how this works. Like, at all. Like, when I'm watching them together, you see Dana and the person she's with a little bit later on. You know what I mean? You see how that dynamic works, and it's so much better. I think it's Dana and Mel, right? Dana and Mel's banter and their common personalities, it meshes very well. And I feel like that is the personality. She needs somebody bubbly on the other side. Megan doesn't feel ultra bubbly, doesn't feel receptive of that. So that's where I think the personality clashes. And on top of that, it's always funny to me, like, a year and a half into the relationship, we're already given the ultimatum. That's so crazy to me. What are your thoughts on Megan and Dana?
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. Dana is looking for more. And Megan, she's not ready to give that to her. And it's, you can definitely tell when we get into that regarding Dana and Mel, how that's what she needs.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it could also be a situation. I believe her, Megan's situation is a little touchy with being in a relationship with a woman.
Yeah.
So that could play part of it, but.
Yeah, because we'll Megan's background, they're not, her family is not receptive of the idea of wanting to, you know, of her being with, let alone being with a woman, let alone marrying a woman. And that, to me, it's 2025. Build the bridge and climb over it and get the fuck over it. You know what I mean? Like, this is what it is. Get over it type of scenario. You know what I mean? Let people love who they want to love at the end of the day. Mel and Marie. Marie is the 4 year ultimatum giver. They've been together 4 years, given the ultimatum to Mel. Another Marie reminds me a lot of Dana in some ways, but then in other ways, does it? It's, I don't know. Like, these two almost like fire and ice, if you ask me, together. What are your thoughts on Mel and Marie?
100%. I feel like Mel and Marie, they have a business together.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That could play part in it. That's like a big, to have a business with your partner that's not, like, you guys aren't married. Yes, it's a little touchy situation. I don't know how I feel about them, though. Yeah. They were very confusing to me.
Yeah, and again, it's where it's almost like I feel like some of these people have come onto the show, and once we see start these other relationships kind of blossom, when we have the switch over to the first trial marriage, you start to see that, I think people start to unpack, man, maybe I am with the wrong person. You know what I mean? Like, holy cow, I am with the wrong person.
For sure. I definitely got that out of Mel too. Like, even Mel was a different person with Dana than she was with Marie.
Like, who, like, I was like, when you watch the first opening parts of the episode and you're like, oh man, Mel seems kind of reserved, quiet, almost like Megan, which is why you automatically assume Dana is attracted to Mel, because they have the same personality almost, even if you look at the picture we're looking at right now, if you look at that picture of Mel right there with like the suit on, right? You know what I mean? And the stance, and look, almost identical stances as Megan. You know what I mean? How their standing's almost similar, their features almost the same. You're almost thinking you're going to get the same person. And when you unpack the real Mel, it was a whole different person. I was blown away by the personality that we saw come out of this, out of Mel. I loved it. You know what I mean? Just, I love them together too. And we'll dive into that a little bit too. But yeah. Marita and Ashley. They've been together 3 years. Ashley's given the ultimatum. Early thoughts on these two.
See, I didn't really like, I'm going to be honest with you. They were kind of boring. Like, I don't want to say boring because that's kind of harsh, but like, that's what I got from them. And yeah. Ashley's given the ultimatum and Marita's kind of like, I don't know how this lasted that long, as long as it did.
Yeah. I mean, 4 years or no, sorry, 3 years. I don't get it either. I'm with you. I don't have much to add about these two. Yeah. Let's see here. We're actually down to just Pilar and Haley, right? I think that's it. No, Bridget and Kyle. Let's talk about Bridget and Kyle first, because Pilar and Haley have such a longer distance here of being together. But Bridget and Kyle, they have been together for 2.5 years with Kyle giving the ultimatum to Bridget. I want to, first things first, totally contrasting personalities for me. Bridget, very vibrant, very outgoing. Loved their personality, like love Bridget, loved what she was bringing to the table, loved the conversations. I love that at the turnover, at the trial marriage conversation, she was not afraid to give AJ the business. They stood their ground and it was beautiful and I loved it. And even if it's not even like, well, I mean, you know, I think AJ had a connection with everybody, but love that moment. Contrasting personalities, so it's interesting. But also towards the end of the batch, I saw a version of Kyle that we didn't see early on almost too, so it was like it maybe made sense why they're together. But yeah, your thoughts?
Yeah,
Kyle and Bridget.
Kyle gave us a little of a little more of their personality near the end of the episodes, but Bridget reminds me a little bit of Xander.
That's a good comparison.
It reminds me a little bit of Xander, and I loved Xander from season one. But yeah, you can definitely tell. I don't know if maybe she's able to be more of herself with her new partner, but you can definitely tell the difference in Kyle and Bridget and their personalities.
Pilar and Haley, 10 years together. Both 29 years old. So they've been together since they were 19 years old, probably seeing a lot of shit together. But Haley, ultimatum giver to Pilar. Interesting, I think, is the word that I'm going to go for these two.
Do they seem like total opposites?
Yeah. it's
like, again, I don't know how they got to 10 years.
After watching this, neither do I.
I'm very confused.
Yeah. All right. So let's get down to the changeover and the new couples. This is where things get obviously a little bit interesting for what we see here. Let me go ahead and unhide my bar here. Maybe we'll. So at the turnover, we have a little bit of hecticness, as we brought up a little bit with, you know, AJ and her ability to get along with everybody. Obviously, you know, ruffled feathers a little bit with everybody and, you know, kind of caused some drama because everybody thought AJ was going to pick that person. And AJ had other things in mind, I think.
AJ had a 3-person lineup.
Yeah. Yeah.
AJ awesome. Had Marita, Marie, and Bridget.
Yep. Yeah, it was awesome. Let's see here. Our first. Yeah, AJ. Look, AJ picking. Hang on one second. I'm way ahead of myself, I think, here. Hang on. Give me a minute here. Yeah, Bridget called out AJ for being a player, which is hilarious. We saw Marita picked AJ. And then AJ picked Marie. And then AJ says at the table, I can see myself marrying you one day, which was absolutely insane, especially sitting in front of the person that you're giving the ultimatum to, they're giving you the ultimatum saying you would marry this person, but you're not even saying yes to the one person that you're supposed to be getting engaged to.
But you're quick to say you'll marry someone that you just met 5 minutes ago.
Exactly. And this entire time, Bridget was rolling her eyes, laughing throughout this entire thing. Again, hilarious. I mean, there's going to be some memes.
I'm happy that Bridget called her. I'm happy Bridget called her out. Because somebody had to. Same. It was literally the same conversation with each person. Like, I was like, wow.
Yeah, it was hilarious. And then what? Another thing that I found funny, Pilar was connecting with both Bridget and Kyle, who obviously are in a couple together, which was kind of funny. But Pilar ends up picking up Kyle. Kyle returns the favor. Bridget chose Ashley. The feeling was mutual. Haley chose Megan. The feeling was mutual there. Dana picks Mel. And Brittany chose Mel as well. But then Mel ended up picking Dana over Brittany, which to me was the first smart decision, because how Mel and Dana end up together, brilliant call.
Yes, for sure. But for some reason, I really thought that Mel was going to pick Brittany. They seemed very comfortable in their conversation with each other.
I agree with you, and I could have seen that as well. I just don't think it would have, because Brittany feels like very reserved in this process almost. And I don't feel like would have meshed very well with Mel throughout the trial marriage portion of this.
Yeah, I see what you're saying with that.
All right. So kind of some of the notable things, and we see it early on, right? Brittany was really struggling with the process and snuck out, and AJ and Brittany saw one another
twice,
apparently twice since the swap. And Marie was not thrilled, because to me, like, when you watch the AJ and Marie thing at the table, you're thinking they're going to hit it off. This is probably going to go, they might end up together. And
yeah,
like, we're 2 or 3 days in the changeover and it's the opposite, right?
Yeah, I definitely thought they were going to just go like straight into this. Like, AJ wasn't even going to think about Brittany anymore. So that was definitely surprising to me, but I wasn't surprised that Marie got upset, because I don't blame her. Like, it's either you're here for this process or you're not.
Yeah. Some other thing, obviously Marie ran into Mel and Dana at the pool, which she felt like she was losing, you know, Mel losing her as she watched her with Dana. And obviously her and AJ were in shambles at the time, so she didn't feel like she's getting the full experience, because obviously Mel and Dana are. And if you can watch Mel and Dana from 1,000 feet away, you could see that there's electricity there, like just pure electricity between those two.
I honestly was so happy to see it. If they make it to the end, I would be very happy with that. Yes, I feel bad for who they were previously coupled up with, but you can tell, like, the genuine happiness coming from them when they're together.
Yeah. And that unfolds, you know what I mean? We see these two, I mean, they had a heavy makeout sesh on the patio, as we saw.
Was that day one of them being?
One or two. It was day one or two. Yeah. It was definitely early in the process of these early. Two. And then there was another interesting thing that kind of unfolded with Pilar and Kyle.
Do you know what that reminded me of?
Hit me with it.
Do you remember something kind of sort of happened like that in season 1?
Who is it with though?
I want to say it was with the one that was with the girl that was with Mal. I can't think of her name right now, but a similar situation to that happened. It was like they were intimate with each other and she didn't want to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm trying to remember. Lexi, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, Lexi. She, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lexi she was messy.
So yeah, that was a very interesting, but you got to keep in mind that Kyle was given the ultimatum. So she's going to be reserved.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, when you throw drinking involved.
Exactly.
And I will also defend Pilar here in saying that she felt like there was mixed signals there. Like she felt like there was a vibe coming back to her that maybe like, maybe I'm going to try to lean in. I'm going to try to get a, you know what I mean? Like I've been drinking. Everybody knows you get a little bit more confidence when you have a liquor in your body. You know what I mean? So
100%.
It's not really surprising that happened. First off, also, by the way, AJ broke pasta like in half and then Italians across the world cried. Also, can we talk about Megan and Halsey? Or Haley. Heard some interesting things going on in the bedroom.
My thing is, it was like they went from like sort of kind of boring
to it escalated quick.
It escalated quick, and I'm like, what is going on here?
Real fast. And hang on one second, let's see here. And then, so what's crazy is. It's crazy. Like, and everybody, like, we know that we don't know what happened behind closed doors, but we do know that two couples, we are presuming, got it on behind closed doors because there were some sounds of said suggestions, which you don't make just because you're, you know, playing Uno.
So Hallie and Megan.
Yep.
And Dana and Mel.
Yes.
Which I wasn't surprised.
Not at all. But this led to a conversation. Apparently. Well, so can we talk? Wait, who was it? Was it Haley? Haley's the one that told.
Yes. Haley is the one that told.
Mel. No, Dane.
Mel. No.
Yeah. No. Who is.
Wait.
Who is her partner? Marie.
Okay.
Marie. She told Marie. She told Marie.
Yes. Yes.
About Mel and Dana knocking boots.
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny. Why is Haley getting in the middle of it when she's knocking boots with Megan? Ma'am, stay in your lane.
Messy boots.
Yeah. Marie told AJ, and AJ's reaction was just kind of insane. Whenever I think AJ was just kind of jealous because I thought AJ thought she was finna get it on somebody.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, of course, Marie confronts Mel about it and denies it.
Mel didn't think twice about it.
No, she didn't even. Did it happen? No, they kissed. That was it.
But my thing is, it took her a minute to even say that. She was like, "Did you do anything?" And she's like,
"No,
no."
Cut off.
All we did was kiss. This is on national TV.
Right. People forget that we're going to, like, this is all going to play out for everybody to see.
Yeah. They're going to clip that one part out.
And then are we going to forget that Mel and Dana got matching tattoos?
Matching.
And wrote sweet love letters? Like, this is all going to be on TV, guys.
Like, I'm so confused. Matching tattoos after 2 days is crazy.
Oh. I think it's like 2 weeks though, right? It might be 2 weeks.
Is it 2 weeks? All right.
I think it's like, is it 3 weeks? It doesn't matter.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Final night, you're getting matching tattoos. It doesn't matter. It's still too early for matching tattoos.
Yeah, come on.
And then Haley and Megan said, I love you to each other. On the final night.
My mouth was on the floor. I couldn't believe it.
So, obviously, we got a cliffhanger. We knew that was going to happen, right? I want to talk about one of the funniest moments, I think, of the first batch that I felt was hilarious, where AJ was not mad about anything that Brittany and Marita did, except for she made the oxtail.
I literally have that written down. I said the oxtail. I could not believe that she's like, that's the one thing I told her she couldn't do.
Like, AJ would have been, I think AJ would have been perfectly fine if like they slept together, if they did whatever.
Yeah.
But you can tell it's personal. Like, that's something personal.
It really is. Like, make cooking for someone.
And then maybe that's AJ's like special meal.
You never know.
Right.
You never know.
And the way she acted, it seems like it. So.
Yeah. She's like, we spoke about, like, they must have had a conversation about this before going on this show.
Hey, this is the list. AJ and Brittany are like, all right, listen. Brittany's like, all right, can we kiss? Don't care. Can we have sex? I don't care. Can we, hold hands? Don't care. Can we watch movies together? Don't care. Can I make her food? Don't care. Can I make her oxtail? Absolutely, positively not.
Nope. And you know what? And they don't really have, Brittany and Marita don't have like a sexual connection or anything like that. So it was very like, hey, you're my friend. I'm going to make this for you.
Yeah. AJ didn't give a fuck.
did you notice? Because I noticed this last season too. A lot of the ladies said to each other, like, even if we don't end up together, you're gonna stay in my life.
Not true. Not gonna happen. Sorry, y'all full of shit.
Like, where? I don't understand why. Why even say that?
If Brittany and AJ think that if Brittany and AJ make it, you think that she's gonna keep Marita in her life after she made her oxtail? Absolutely not. Do you think she's gonna hold it over her head for the rest of her life that she made that oxtail? Absolutely. Oxtail is probably not even gonna be allowed to be made in that household anymore if they make it. All right. So let's transition to the final part. We have to do this, right? We have to go through our thoughts on these two. And we'll talk about just the main couples, okay? Because obviously we're getting ready to move back into the situation where the couples are going to get back together, and then we're going to get that ultimatum towards the end of the episode. And we're going to keep it basic. We're going to keep it simple. We're just going to say yes or no. And then if you feel like it's a no, and then this is what we're going to do. I'm going to give you the names of the two people. You're going to give your thoughts. I'm going to give my thoughts. And then we're going to say, do we think that they're going to get engaged, or do they have the potential leaving with somebody else? All right. So the first couple that we have is Haley and Pilar. Now, Haley was matched up with Megan, obviously. And then Pilar was matched up with Kyle as well. So do you think Haley and Pilar get engaged?
Yes.
Oh.
I do. There isn't a connection between Kyle. And even though Megan, you see that she got emotional because she saw like how her life could potentially be with Haley, you know, meeting her family and everything. I don't think Haley's going to go for like, she wants to be out there with her, you know, partner. I don't think she's going to go for that. So I do think they're going to end up getting engaged.
10 years is a long time to give up on. You
know I know. I mean? That's a long time.
And I agree with you. The biggest problem that anybody's going to have with Megan moving forward is the family situation, is the acceptance of the marriage. And family is a big component, especially if you have a family that is accepting. It's a harder bridge to climb. So I definitely agree. Haley and Pilar do get engaged. I'm going to go through the easy ones first just because I want to. All right. Kyle and Bridget.
Who is Bridget with again? Bridget is with...
So Bridget was with Ashley and Kyle was with Pilar. So we have Kyle and Bridget and they've been together. I think it was...
I think they might. I think they will. Kyle and Bridget, yeah. I think they will. They will end up getting engaged.
I think Bridget walks away alone.
Really?
I think one of the biggest things about this experiment for me, for Bridget, I think Bridget found themselves a little bit in the process. And I just don't think that Kyle's that person. Obviously, I don't think they leave with Ashley either. But to me, I just feel like Bridget found a version of themselves on this show that highlights not being Kyle. I could be wrong, but I just feel
like... And they've only been together for 2 years, right?
Right.
So that's still... 2 years is like really nothing these days.
And I don't think Bridget's ready to cross that bridge. She's the receiver, right? You know what I mean? She's the receiver. Yeah. So I don't foresee it happening. Let's go a little bit easy here. Maybe. Yes. Let's go. Hang on a second. I'm making sure I want to go easy on you. I don't want to go hard. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Give me Ashley and Marita. They have, obviously, Marita is getting the ultimatum receiver. Ashley's the giver. And Marita was with Brittany and Ashley, of course, with Bridget.
Yeah, I think they will end up getting engaged. Only because, like, Marita is, this is, her and Brittany are friends right now. They're this friendship type of thing. And Ashley, I feel like it's not really, the connection is, So, you know, they might get engaged.
Yeah, I've got these two getting engaged as well. I do think they get engaged as well. AJ and Brittany, this is the one that I thought we would like would be no question of doubt about it. We would definitely see a split up because everybody's bumping uglies. But the big question obviously is Brittany was with Marita. AJ was with Marie. There was no real connection between any of those four really once this thing started because AJ kept on going back to Brittany here. Obviously, AJ is the ultimatum receiver. Brittany's the giver. They have been together for 5 years now. Does AJ agree to get married?
I think Brittany walks away.
Oh.
She doesn't like the way that she's feeling. She sees these games that AJ is pulling, like right in her face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm thinking Brittany might walk away from that.
I could see that too. Again, strong, confident woman and knows what she wants and knows what she wants out of a partner. And there's nothing wrong with that. And it's a beautiful thing to watch. And I loved watching it unfold. And I'm actually on the same boat with you. I think AJ proposes and Brittany says no.
Mm-hmm. But AJ's only doing that.
Yes.
Because there wasn't a connection with Marie.
Yeah, and I don't think she wants to walk away alone.
Yeah.
All right. So we have Mel and Marie left, Dana and Megan left, right? That's the two that we have left that we have predictions on left. Okay. So Mel and Marie obviously have been together for 4 years. Marie was the ultimatum giver. Mel was in a relationship with Dana in their first trial marriage, while Marie was obviously in the relationship with AJ. What do you think happens between Marie and Mel? This one's hard, I think.
Yeah, it is hard. It really is. I want to say, take into consideration, we haven't seen the other, you know, half of the episodes. But I think that Mel is going to end up with Dana.
So here's my thing. I think Mel wants to leave Marie or Dana.
Both.
I think Mel does want to leave Marie. Yeah, I think she wants to get with Dana. My big thing for Dana, is Dana going to leave Megan? You know what I mean? Because we talked a lot about the decision of like the family atmosphere around Megan. And obviously, you know, Megan's the one, you know, Dana's the one giving the ultimatum to Megan here after a year and a half. They haven't been together very long. That's something to think about. And then Maria and Mel, 4 years together. They have been together a while. The big thing for me is how the reaction of the knock in boots is going to be. You know what I mean? Like, that's going to play such a huge factor in what unfolded. You know what I mean? Because Mel and Dana obviously knock boots, and then Haley and Megan did, which is also going to be interesting to see how Pilar handles that situation. But that's neither here nor there. So for me, I think Mel and Marie will not end up together. I think Mel's going to try to get with Dana, and Dana's going to turn her down.
Ooh. Okay.
It's going to remind you a little bit reminiscent of the JR and Sandy situation, you know?
Yes, but do you think Dana's going to be with Megan?
No. I feel like this season's going to have, like, you know, I think I think Pilar and Haley and Marita and Ashley are going to be the only couples that leave together. That's my predictions.
All right.
Everybody else breaks up.
Everybody. So Megan's going home alone.
I think everybody's going home alone outside of those four people.
Okay. Makes sense.
But that being said, those episodes, I can't wait for the new episodes to drop, right? You know what I mean? New episode's going to drop next Wednesday. Wait. We'll be breaking it down. Very, very excited about that. There's a lot to talk about, I'm sure, because again, unpacking all of the drama with those with those couples is going to be fun to watch, right? All right, that's going to give us time to transition and talk quickly about the Perfect Match season 3 cast has been revealed. Obviously, we have people from Temptation Island, Too Hot to Handle, Love is Blind, but for the first time ever, we're getting people from other networks. We're getting people from Love Island, Siesta Key, The Bachelor. We're shaking things up. And one of the big things that is kind of making me shocked here is they're announcing, are people trying to couple up? Or are they trying to win the game, is what they said. The goal of the show, obviously, you're trying to, you know, get on the show. You're trying to couple up, maybe find, again, just like Love Island, you're trying to find love, but also win the show at the same time. So we're going to pull up the cast. We're going to talk a little bit about the cast, give us our thoughts on the cast. That's really it. No predictions yet or anything like that. When we get closer, we're definitely going to talk about who we think end up together outside of AD. Spoiler alert, AD and Ole. I like Ole.
I like him too.
I only like the way he talks. Ollie, you know, she's already, you know, got a bun in the oven, and a ring on the finger. You know what I mean? But let's meet the men of Perfect Match season 3. First up, we have, I really don't know who the hell this is.
Carrington.
Carrington from Love Island season 2 and Love Island Game season 1. For those who maybe don't watch Love Island, Ashley, can you give us a little something about Carrington?
Yeah, he was great. He was on Love Island USA. I really did like him. He was a good addition. I think he's going to do really well on here. I was surprised to see him up there, but I'm happy.
Okay. All right. Next up, we have Cody from Temptation Island season 1 on Netflix. I'll be honest with you, I don't really remember this guy a whole lot.
I didn't watch season 1 on Netflix.
You didn't? Oh, it's so good. Well, it was all right. Just kidding. It was good. It was okay. I don't really know much about him. So if we don't know much about him, we're going to skip right by him. All right. This guy right here, I don't really know if I like that outfit. Bachelor season 18, Bachelor season 26. We got Clayton.
Everyone's going crazy.
Why are we going crazy over Clayton?
I don't know, but when I posted about it today for us, everyone's going crazy about Clayton being on Perfect Match. So we'll see. I'm going to see what he's bringing.
Okay. Then we have this guy, Daniel from Date It and Relate It season 1. I didn't watch Date It and Relate It, so.
I watched it. Barely remember him, but we'll see.
That's enough. He's self-professed certified lover boy. I already don't like him. We all remember good old Freddie. Freddie from Love Island UIK season 1, the funeral director that won literally every woman in the world's heart.
I'm so happy he's back on our screen.
Yeah, I mean, look at him. He's a good looking fucking dude. I mean, he's easy to look at. You know, and I hope he's an early entry. You know what I mean? I hope because you gotta remember 22, this is like 22 people in this cast. And that said, like there was people that were rolled out on the cast last year. We saw like for 3 seconds. So that's gonna be another thing that we're not 100% sure in. But love Freddie. Jalen from Too Hot to Handle season 6. I actually like Jalen. I'm a big fan of Jalen. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like Jalen. We'll move on real fast. Oh, boy. We have Trouble. Trouble is here, and it is large and in charge.
Oh, my God.
I got some feelings about JR, but at the same time, you know, I kind of like him. You know, he's got the villainous type thing. We know who he's back in the – could potentially be matched up with again.
Can we just put on record that you love the villains?
Oh, this is, yeah, hell yeah. I love you. I'm a big JR guy. You know, you remember.
Okay, they have JR. They might as well have bought Clay back.
Oh, I was going to say something. I don't know if I'm allowed to say stuff like that. I have tea on that, but I can't say that. I can't say that tea out loud, I don't believe.
You better tell me when we get off of here.
I'm going to have to. Listen, there's.
Oh my God!
Listen, I get mad when I see the same people on the 6 reality shows forever. But there's one person I will never get mad at being on my screen, and that is Louis. I love Louis. We're best friends. He doesn't know it. It is what it is. I love Louis. Louis has been on every season of Too Hot to Handle. It feels like in Battle Camp. You know what I mean? Like, him the host of Too Hot to Handle at this point.
He stay working because he is on.
This is his fourth show.
We love you though, Louis. We love you. Louis.
He's a good looking dude too.
Yeah.
I like that shirt. I wish I could rock that shirt. It's nice. Yeah, I don't know about those 1990s JNCO jeans and dirty shoes, but you know.
No, those he has New Balances on, but I don't like the outfit.
When did Ollie get ripped, by the way?
No, Ollie was showing. No, I don't remember Ollie, it. Yeah, Ollie was always ripped, always. Okay. And I like Ollie. I really do like him.
He's a good looking dude too. I like Ollie too. I don't know about these shorts and those shoes, but what do I know? I am a fashion extraordinaire. If you guys don't understand, who do we have here? Ray from Love Island season 1, Love Island Games season 1 as well. So it's been a minute since he's been on probably TV, huh? What do we think about Ray?
Love Ray.
Okay, I'm not mad at it then. Ray, you're on the good side apparently. All right, who is this guy? Scott from Love Island, UK season 10, Love Island season 5, and Love Island Games season 1.
Listen, this Scott is the Louis of Love Island.
I can see the 3 seasons of Love Island, huh?
They keep bringing him back.
How do you go on 3 love shows and still haven't found your match yet? 4th time's a charm.
4th time.
All right, now let's talk about the women. First up, Alex from Temptation Island season 1. I recently watched Temptation Island. I still don't remember who Alex is. I'm sorry, Alex. Apologize for that. Obviously, we have Queen AD from Love is Blind season 6. We already know her story.
Love her.
You know, very, very excited about her. She was fantastic. You know, the short end of the stick that she got from, you know, that one dude she was married or engaged to. Hannah, The Mole season 2. I'm going to throw this out here. I was the first person to say that she was going to be on the show. And y'all can go fact check me on this. When The Mole was over, and this was, I don't remember when the season of The Mole aired, but it was last year. But I said that you would guarantee you that Hannah will be on her screens again and she will be on Perfect Match. I said this. I announced it. everything to the entire world, and it happened. But yeah, I remember.
I like Hannah.
So did I. I'm a big fan of Hannah as well. I'm trying to remember. I swear to you, might even have DM'd her and said that she was going to be on the show. I swear to you.
No, Ricky, I think that you wrote this on one of my TikTok posts.
Oh, June 28th. So this is funny. June 28th, she had said, thank you so much. Haven't heard anything about Perfect Match Season 3 yet, but that would be sick. She responded to me June 27th of last year. I tagged her in the story.
There she goes.
And then I responded, I was just having fun with predictions. I love Hannah. She's great personality, was great on the show, used Tony like every other girl that has ever been on a reality TV show with. And I won't say, I'm just glad he's not on the season of this. Siesta Key. I've never watched an episode of Siesta Key in my life. I don't even know what that is. So do you know what Siesta Key is?
I want to say that I did watch this. Was this, what station is this on? Is it on MTV? Was it on MTV?
I think that's you. What, you know, you might be right. TV show.
Because if that's the case,
MTV.
Then,
yep.
Okay, then I definitely watched it. Yeah, I remember her.
Okay.
I don't remember much of her, but I remember her. So this is different.
It's an interesting choice of a dress, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
It's giving. I don't know what. All right, Justine. From Love Island Season 2, Love Island Season 1, I Love Island Game Season 1, The Challenge USA Season 1, The Challenge World Championship Season 1, and an absolute beautiful smile, Justine. Don't know nothing about her, though.
Love, 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 Justine. Her and Ray are besties.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I love her. You're going to really like her, too.
Put her on my screen. All right, yeah. We have Lucy from Too Hot to Handle. I love this dress, by the way.
Yeah, that looks
good. I like Lucy. It'll be interesting to see what she does on here. I liked her in the season. I think she was probably, if I remember correctly, one of the more reserved people of the show. But yeah.
Yeah,
not much to really add about Lucy.
Maybe she might be good for Freddie.
I like Freddie. Madison, Love is Blind Season 8. This one doesn't really surprise me that she's on here. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe she'll pull her a girl too. You know, she swings, you know, she is bi. Yeah, so, you know what I mean?
That is true. You never know.
You never know. I liked her. I liked her on the show. I thought she was fantastic. So I'm excited to see her back on my screen. Olivia from Temptation Island Season 1. I do remember her, but she wasn't much. All right. QT. Love it. Love QT. I'm going to be honest, though. I don't know if this...
You don't think this is a show for her?
This isn't the show for her.
Where do you want to put her on? Like, The Challenge or something?
Yes, but she was great on Battle Camp. You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying, though.
I just don't know if, like... Don't get me wrong. I hope the girl finds love. You know what I mean?
Maybe Ray.
You know? I don't know. This just doesn't feel like it. I could be wrong. All right. Rachel from The Bachelor Season 26, Bachelorette Season 19, and Bachelor in Paradise Season 9. Holy shit. Give me some thoughts on or some cues on Rachel here.
I don't think I watched this season, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't. We'll move on. All right, Sandy. We already know about Sandy. She's trouble. Her and JR, if they don't end up on a date together, I'm going to be so mad.
You know they are. This is the ultimate setup.
It really is. Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, it's a solid cast. I'm excited to check it out. I mean, I'm going to be interested to see who meshes, who doesn't. It's going to be interesting. Wouldn't it be funny if, like, Amber and Ollie, like, maybe just made on the show and then they leave or whatever, and they're, like, not even, like, the focal point of the show, and maybe that's why they were okay with releasing the fact that they were dating. Maybe they started dating on the show or whatever, or they didn't really mesh on the show, or, like, they got kicked off or something, or just met while they were in the other hotels, like, waiting to be called up or something. I think that'd be hilarious, because everybody expects them probably to win the show, right? Because they found love and stuff like that. But that would be an interesting dynamic if they don't. But I keep seeing where they're like, I can't wait for you guys to see our love story. So it's like, you know what I mean? I think it would be cool.
Oh, so maybe we're going to see, like, how this all came about. Because yeah, everyone is so confused as to why they're on this show. Like, I don't think people understand, like, this was
filmed last year.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. I think summer of last year, I think it was recorded. So, but yeah. That is it for this week's episode of Love and Reality Podcast, where we broke down the Ultimate and Queer Love season 2 recap of the first batch, Perfect Match season 3 cast reveal, and our thoughts about the cast. Again, if you made it this far, hey, thank you very much. Thank you for the continued support here. Leave a 5-star review if you're listening on podcast platforms. If you're listening here on YouTube, please subscribe, comment your thoughts on the Ultimate and Queer Love season 2 along with the Perfect Match cast. We'll be live Sunday night, 9:15, breaking down the latest crazy world of Love Island. Thank you guys so much, and we'll be back again soon.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.